Hello everybody, Julian here. I'm back with another episode of the weekly guitar meeting at Zikos Guitars. Unfortunately, we couldn't record the last week's weekly guitar meeting, but now I'm there and I'm very happy to be back. I hope you are also doing well and you are safe and healthy. Yeah, let's start with the guitars of this week because we have some amazing sounding and historical and beautiful guitars. Let's start. And please don't forget to watch this amazing concert played by Annika Huchreuter from Germany. It will be premiered in a few hours. You can find the link in the video description. The first guitar of this week is made by the German guitar luthier Wolfgang Gellinghaus from Dortmund. And this guitar is called Conservatory 1A. This is the model. And we have a cedar top and granadillo back and sides. And the top of this guitar is lattice braced. And it's very light. And what I noticed about the guitars of Wolfgang Gellinghaus, if you consider the price tag of the guitars, they are built really good and they usually sound also very good. So let's hear how this guitar sounds. Wow, it's a very full-bodied sounding guitar and you can feel the resonance very good. It's very deep and it's very loud also in the first two strings. Treble strings are as loud as the bass strings, so the balance of the guitar is really well and it has a very warm and full-bodied sound. Also, the variation of the colors, very good. And for me, it's very comfortable to play. I don't have any issues in different positions. Yeah, please let me know also your opinion about this guitar. It's a very great one, and as I already said, if you consider the price of this guitar, it's amazing. Let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is made by the Polish guitar luthier Rafał Turkowiak. It's brand new from 2022, and this is a double top model. We have a cedar top, we have also an arm set, and we have a boina back and sides. Look at it. It's like a painting. As always, you have on a Turkowiak guitar a lot of small and beautiful details, as you can see. And let's hear how it sounds. Guitar has a very fast response. It's powerful and the sustain is also very long, especially in the mid-range. In the mid-range of the frequency is the sustain somehow very long. Colors. Very beautiful guitar, wow. This special guitar is, first of all, one of the most beautiful sounding guitars I have ever played. It's made by Ignacio Fleta, one of the biggest names in guitar making history from Spain. And this is from 1957. And this guitar has a beautiful spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. It's very light and it's just a joy to have this guitar in my hands and to play some notes on it. I have no words left. It has such a great sustain and such a traditional and beautiful tone. You can make so many great colors on this guitar. It's like an orchestra. Thank you. I got. Can do some magics on this guitar. It's very difficult to describe the sound of this guitar, but at the same time, it's also very easy to describe the sound. It's just perfect. You have a very great balance, and the tone color is just so smooth, but at the same time, very traditional. So it's bright, but somehow at the same time very round and smooth. You can't find this in every guitar. It's a unique instrument. It's a unique instrument. Please help me to describe the sound of these guitars in the comments. I have no words. So the last guitar of this week is a mind-blowing guitar. It's a piece of history, and it's a pre-recorded video. I did it a few weeks ago, so don't be surprised if you see me suddenly in another clothes. This guitar is from another planet. It's made by Francisco Simplicio. It's from 1931, and it has the number 299. This guitar was with the first owner for over 70 years, and it was made for the wife of Emilio Pujol. We have a very beautiful spruce, and I think it's the only guitar of Simplicio with a bird's eye maple. So it's a very unique guitar, and it's very light, and let's hear how it sounds. Charming. charming sound, and the basses are incredibly low. It's like a bass guitar, to be honest. Sustain of this guitar is remarkable. The tones are very smooth and it's very light. It's very easy to play. It's a dream, really. It's a dream to, it's an honor to have this guitar in my hands and to play it. I have no words for it. So we come to the end of the weekly guitar meeting for this week. Thanks to everyone for watching and sticking around until the end of the video. We will be back next week with some new and amazing guitars. And yeah. So take care and see you next week.